A happy Memorial Day weekend to you from all of us. All of us here at Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790.
It's an exclusive club.
It's a very, very exclusive club. But from all of us, the three people in the room right now. No, one person in the room and two of us not working this weekend.
Why?
Happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. We'll be with you until noon here on Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO. And I'm going to be honest with you. Hopefully, as you're listening to these words being spoken right now, you are in a boat, you're on a shoreline, you're in a lawn chair, you're next to a grill, you're doing something nice on this wonderful weather weekend. Doug Lear of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department.
I'm right there with you because, honestly, even if it's mowing the lawn,
yes,
even if it's going for a walk down wherever you're at, as long as it's outside.
Just get outside.
Yep. If you want to sit inside, you'll have plenty of opportunity come the middle of January. You won't have to have
middle
to
middle of January?
Well, yeah, that's true.
Early November. How about that?
It does as... Not to beat a dead horse.
Yeah, I do it all the time. I do it 5 days a week. Works for me.
You eat dead horse 5 days a week.
I beat dead horse.
Yeah, I beat a dead horse. But as short as spring has been, I mean, it's like people are trying. You can feel it on the streets on Friday and people are trying to jam like everything that they wanted to do in spring, and they're just trying to cram it right into this weekend, Mike.
Yes, you are exactly right. And that includes myself.
Guilty.
Yep. Because it was just a terrible spring. I couldn't get going the yard work. Yada yada yada. Nobody cares. One rite of spring though, Doug. Before we get into some very more serious topics, I guess this is serious. I've noticed the goslings and the ducklings have been hatched.
Yeah.
Around our area. And yesterday I was driving around and I saw a mother mallard with her little clutch in tow. And again, as we talked about recently, right, a lot of ducklings in tow, soon to not be so many ducklings. But I thought, gosh, there's already ducklings out. Then I looked at my phone and I went, oh, yeah, that's right. It's May 24th today or whatever the heck it is.
Yeah. And I was thinking of the same thing earlier this week because a couple of weeks ago, probably 10, 12 days ago, I saw and heard of Canada geese that were hatching out. And the way the cycle of nature kind of plays through is you've got great horned owls and bald eagles that started nesting in the middle of February and the backside of February. And you fast forward through some of the other birds of prey and raptors that develop a little bit slower. And you had Canada geese that were nesting the backside of April. So we shouldn't be shocked and surprised. It just seems like it kind of just jumped up on us. And then I was thinking, boy, this is some pretty good weather. And the pheasants actually are probably, you know, a week or two, depending. Everything is real localized and it's not generalized, but the pheasants have probably been sitting on a nest for maybe a week, maybe some to 2 weeks. And you get into the next couple of weeks, first week of June, mid part of June, and the pheasant chicks will be hatching out. And I was talking to Rick, who works in the building and has connections to southwestern North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, it's been nice and green and lush out there. And not to fast forward through summer, but these conditions for hatching, as you can see with ducks and geese, and hopefully for upland game, if we can keep warm and dry, not just for the farmers, but for the pheasants, knock on wood, that's probably about as good as we could have asked for, Mike.
You know, speaking of things hatching out and eagles and pheasants and ducks and everything else, loons, does the North Dakota Game and Fish Department have a camera set up somewhere? Like a lot of other DNRs in Minnesota, for example, has an eagle cam, I think, that has, you know, thousands of worldwide viewers. And I'm sure they have a loon cam because it's Minnesota. Does your department have anything like that going?
I've never seen or heard. And that's not to say that, you know, I'm omnipotent, that I know everything that Game and Fish is doing.
I think you are.
Well, I've been called a lot. Not even go down that road. But... And I can't, you know, speak categorically that we don't have like some department policy or stance that we are for or against webcams on nests, but from a biological and a wildlife standpoint, we almost kind of take a step back and just go, if there is a practical research purpose and a need, we can advocate those type of activities. But if it's simply just recreational, most biologists would tell you, you know, recreational from a webcam in a nest might not be, you know, the best thing to put a bunch of resources into. The fact of the matter is there's a lot of them out there. And
yeah, whether you can Google it.
Whether you're watching an eagle nest in Iowa or Minnesota or in North Dakota, it's still an eagle nest or a peregrine falcon nest. But on the flip side, one thing I will say is in some of my travels, I know where there's bald eagle nests at, and I'll swing in to see the activity and the progress from these eagle nests. And I've thought in the back of my head is, okay, this is where the discussion can come in. Are you reducing the gawkers and the rubberneckers and potentially some guy climbing up the tree to try to look and see how many eggs are in there? If you have a webcam up there, maybe there's no reason for some halfwit to climb a tree and try to count how many nests were laid by the eagle or try to see what that eagle has been eating. So I could understand the argument that a nest cam for a peregrine falcon or a bald eagle could actually reduce congestion. I've seen several vehicles congregated in the proximity of eagle nests. People do a pretty good job of policing themselves. So that's one end of it. So I can understand what you're saying, Mike.
I would make the argument that if you could somehow, and again, it's money and resources is one thing, and if it's you can do it affordably, then you can talk about it. That's the starting point. But I would make the argument that as a department, you could perhaps tie it in somehow with the schools around the state and do some educational thing to have third graders monitor a nest or something just for fun, just to get kids, hey, that's kind of cool, and get them interested in wildlife and outdoors and birds and things like that.
And you're exactly right, because a large part of conservation is generating human interest. And how do you generate human interest than to give people a little bit stronger connection and a tie to it? And you see that all the time when you're talking about habitats that are in peril or a species that's in peril, is that they're trying to generate as much public support for whether it's whooping cranes or California condors or peregrine falcons as they can. And part of that has been done historically through webcams and internet observation. So it's a valid point, Mike.
Or, you know, we could have cameras set up to show CRP being plowed under and birds hitting oil derricks out in the western part of the state and antelope being driven off their breeding grounds by the oil activity. But then maybe a bighorn ram being run over by a semi-truck carrying oil. But that's maybe a little too negative. Maybe that's just me going down that road. Maybe we should just focus on chickadees and finches being born in the eastern part of the state, because that's the happy, positive story of North Dakota right now. Hooray for oil. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors on the Mighty 790 KFGO on this Saturday morning. Good to have you with us. No, I can't stay away from opinion. I can't stay away from griping about all the oil activity. Not that it's a bad thing, but by God, somebody in state government, just admit that it's having negative impacts. I'm not talking about you, Doug Leary, even though you're sitting here with me. I'm not. Somebody, governor, lieutenant governor, anybody, stand up and say it's causing damage to the state. That's the price we pay for all the economic activity. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. This is the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show on the Mighty 790 KM. It's a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes